your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks, our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Matty.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good.
Comic book release day.
Yeah, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. I think it's my favorite day of the week.
It is a pretty fun day, especially when we do this in comic book day.
You picked up some new releases today?
I did. Got a Black Panther number 2.
Ooh.
And Power Rangers number 3
from
by Boom Comics and a Howard the Duck variant.
Nice. Those all sound pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I picked up Gwenpool number 3 for Larry.
Larry.
It's got Lady Thor on the front.
Oh, really?
Yep. And then I picked up Guardians
it's
of
Jane
the
Foster.
Yeah. Shh, don't tell anybody. Spoilers. Guardians of the Infinity I picked up also, yes.
Cool.
And
have you been keeping up with that one? Is it any good?
I've not been reading it. Larry has.
Oh, okay.
She likes it. And then I picked up Batman and the Ninja Turtles, which I posted a video about earlier. Amazing. The whole series has been great.
Yeah.
This episode 6, though, like, the last two pages, like, I was getting verklempt.
So verklempt.
It was pretty.
Talk amongst yourselves.
It was pretty, pretty good.
Awesome.
With the villains, and then they had some cool fight scenes, some cool one-page spreads of fights. Anything you would want to see in that last episode that you didn't get to see yet, you got to see. So it was
pretty
good.
Can't wait to put it in my eyes.
Yes, put it all in your eyes. It's pretty amazing. So today's episode is going to be spoiler-filled, Tom.
Super spoiler. So if you haven't seen what we're going to talk about, then just shut it down right now. Close the live feed, because we're going to spoil the crud out of Captain America Civil War.
No warnings or anything. This is your warning right now.
One warning. That's it.
This is your warning. I may
it's
say
like
spoilers.
Life. You don't get warnings when you're about to get a car accident. You don't get warnings when you're about to get audited by... Well, you might get a warning when the IRS audits you. But not tonight.
Health department audits you, you don't get a warning.
No.
Yep. But the geeks are your friends, and we're giving you a warning.
One.
One warning. And for the people who are joining us on live feed, if you can't see that it's spoilers,
you can just mute and watch us talk.
Right. We might say the word spoilers a couple more times just to be safe when we're going to talk about huge giant things in the movie.
Like
Giant Man. So spoiler time. Okay.
Right.
We're talking about Civil War. Captain America 3, better
Captain America 3.
I went and saw it Sunday. You went and saw it
we
on...
We saw it Thursday evening.
You and Leviticus.
Me and Leviticus, Jay Swizzle, and Big Mikey.
Jay Swizzle. Awesome. So, I went and saw it Sunday, and then I went and saw it, Tuesday as well, for the second time. So...
Two times?
Yes. I wanted to kind of get the full feel of it. I wanted to put it everywhere in my body. In
every sense, you wanted to touch it.
I wanted to touch it, feel it, smell it, taste it.
Captain.
And kind of get a full vibe of it. What is your overall opinion of the movie, of the plot, Tom Two Stars?
Well, I knew it wasn't going to be quite following the main Civil War storyline like in the comic book,
right.
So I kind of just threw that out the window. But it was a good movie that was kind of comparable to what the storyline was. Like, they had, you know, the Sokovia Accords, which is almost like the Superhuman Registration Act.
Right.
So it kind of followed a similar path.
Yeah, the general overlie of the Registration Act was the same.
Yeah.
Other than that,
they just had a smaller group of registered heroes.
Yeah, nothing was the same.
Yeah.
That's true. It didn't have any of the same... any characters dying. They didn't have... It wasn't caused
many,
by the same
many
people.
Important characters,
they didn't have villains joining. And it just... It was completely different than the comic, which
yeah.
I think we expected it to be different than the comic. Excuse me for a minute.
We're having some technical dog difficulties. Hey, internet. How you doing? It's all good?
Okay, sorry about that. That was probably pretty loud. The dog was chewing on its bone.
That's what...
So it definitely was completely different than the comic. But did you like the plot kind of feel of it overall?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. How about the twists?
Setting up stuff. The twists?
The main twist, I think, probably...
Yeah, I was about to describe what we call the twists in that movie.
The main twist, for me, would be the end reveal. Spoilers! Mm-hmm.
Spoilers! Warning!
The end reveal of...
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier killing Tony Stark's parents.
Howard and Emma.
Yes.
Whatever.
Did you see that coming at all?
I had no idea that was coming. I did not expect that until they showed the... He showed the video footage, and Tony's like, "That street, I know that street." I was like, "Uh oh, they were in the car, weren't they?"
I did not see that coming at all either. But after seeing the movie a second time, you could see from the very first scene of the movie them setting it up.
Okay.
Because with Tony and the beginning and the whole MIT Expo and him doing the video of his memory and stuff.
Yeah.
You could see that they were trying to set that up.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty good twist. I did not see Black Widow turning on Team Stark at the end there.
No? Okay.
I mean, I guess it makes sense now because she's a whole spy and everything like
that. Yeah, she's always like on two sides.
What did you think of Black Panther?
I thought... I really digged his involvement in it. Like, when his father died, I could kind of connect with that. Like, his father dying and that whole vengeful spirit taking up over him. And so him just, like, pursuing Winter Soldier with this, like, relentless vigor was crazy.
Yeah, it was. They did a really
good
job.
But they, you know, they didn't.
That.
I'm assuming they're waiting to hold off to the Black Panther movie to explain more of his origin. Like, I know his origin. His father was the king of the Black Panther tribe, and he gets dethroned, and he takes over, and reclaims Wakanda. Blah 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 blah.
Right. I think they did it very seamlessly.
Yeah.
I think how they introduced Wakanda and saying that there was
an attack on
attack. And then 12 of them were there when that city got attacked and Wanda kind of exploded the building and stuff.
Daggum crossbows.
That's another thing worth mentioning. Well, I loved Wanda in this movie.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch. I thought they did a great job with her and showcasing her powers and making her almost... They were playing her off as almost as powerful as Thor and Hulk.
Yeah.
And kind of all the
well,
things
she really is.
Yeah. For sure.
In the comic book, she's like crazy powerful.
Crazy powerful.
They've only showed a glimpse.
What'd you think of Chad Boseman, the actor they picked to play Black Panther? Pretty perfect, right?
I thought he was spot on.
The whole deadpan, serious,
whisper
talking.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Black Panther, the Deep Fried Geeks give him an A+. How about the inclusion of Ant-Man?
I wanted more Ant-Man. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I would have loved more Ant-Man in it, too. He did do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing we talked about at the beginning was Giant Man.
Giant Man was friggin' amazing.
That was amazing.
Like, I knew it was gonna happen, I just didn't know when, and he's like, and they were kind of joking around, I was like, it's an experiment, and I tried it, and I passed out. We're gonna do it.
I was like, oh my gosh, yes!
And then, brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
And Tony Stark was like, give me my roadie back!
They're making jokes like, alright, so we got all these, like, is there anybody on our team who has secret superpowers we don't know about to help in this fight? I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Ant-Man was the perfect comic relief.
Yeah.
Scott Lang did a really good job. Paul Rudd was awesome.
Paul Rudd. I love Paul Rudd.
They did a really good job of introducing him. I thought it would maybe be cool if they put Wasp in it, too.
I think they're waiting to bring that into Ant-Man and Wasp.
All right. So, Spider-Man.
Right? Spider-Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Spider-Man was better than I thought.
Yes, I think
even with all the reviews saying that he was amazing, I still was like kind of underestimating him in my head.
I kind of was too. I was still a little worried. I personally am a big fan of Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
I really like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
I do too.
I thought he was
the first
good.
Two. I love the second one. I think the second one was probably more my favorite than the of the trilogy.
Spider-Man 2 with Dr. Octopus?
Yeah, Dr. Octavius was like the hero that you wanted to like feel bad for, and...
He's the hero you needed, but not the one you deserve right now?
Yes. Different universe.
Oh, sorry.
But he's not a hero, though, but he was just like, you know, he was torn, he was...
Yeah.
Had to do what he had to do.
I was worried about this newer actor. The kids have been acting for a little while, done different things... But I was worried about, he's British,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
So is Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, so I was a little worried about his accent and stuff. But he did a pretty good job. They gave him that anxious teen accent.
Uh-huh.
Anxious teen feel. He was the youngest Peter Parker we've seen yet. Well, I've talked to a couple different people who didn't like how young he seemed.
But he's a high school kid. He's supposed to be young.
He is supposed to be young.
That's the whole point of Spider-Man.
Definitely.
It's got that teenage angst thing going.
Yeah. Peter Parker started as young in the comics, and that's what made him so popular, is that he was a teenager and people could relate to him. And it was really the first time teenagers had somebody to relate with.
In a comic series? Yeah, you're right. Besides, like, Robin.
Other than Robin.
Boy Wonder.
So you liked how young he was?
I thought that was perfect, because, you know, he's supposed to be, like, 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. What did you think of Hot Aunt May? Tony Stark hitting on her.
I thought that was funny. it didn't distract me any how young Marissa Tomei was compared to like other Aunt Mays. So
okay.
I thought it was perfectly fine having.
I think
Tomei.
With his age and her age, I think it kind of matched a little bit.
Because I don't know why people need Grandma Aunt May. What's wrong with a younger, more attractive Aunt May? Weirdos.
So they definitely nailed Spider-Man, right?
They got him to a T.
Probably one of the best parts of the movie. The comedy in it. What did you think of the comedy in the movie?
Oh, I thought they hit you with jokes at the parts you weren't expecting, and it was great. When you're expecting a joke, it just kind of deadens it a little bit. So they hit you at just the right times when you weren't expecting it to break away from all the seriousness, and it was perfect.
Yeah, they definitely... I feel that the jokes were better in this one than they have been in the other Avengers movies.
Really?
One of my biggest problems with the Marvel movies, other than like Ant-Man as it was meant to be a comedy, is that I think the jokes were a little too much. Like for Avengers, for me, there's parts where it was just too jokey. Did I laugh the whole time? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But for me, like when I'm watching an Avengers movie, I don't think I should be laughing the whole entire time.
Well, all right.
And I know a lot of people disagree with that, because a lot of people like the jokiness. But you know me, I like my superheroes.
You love your superheroes.
A little serious.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why I like this a little bit better, because
it
had a lot of those darker, serious moments. But like you said, they put those jokes in, and what they made it seem like is it was in that character's character to make those jokes.
Yeah.
It was things that a person would say, so it wasn't like out of character for them, so it was a little bit better.
Yeah. You're right.
Like
Spider-Man was funny. Scott Lang was making jokes. He's always that kind of not so serious Ant-Man.
Falcon was good.
Falcon
had a lot
was
of
funny,
jokes.
Yeah. Him and Winter Soldier's back and forth was funny a lot of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of my favorite parts of the movie, which we'll talk about later too. What was your overall opinion of the fight scenes?
I thought they were awesome. Like, even though they kind of showed a lot of the last fight scene on the, you know, the earlier trailers. I still thought they were all great. Like, I think they showed just enough of the airport fight scene to not ruin that, because that fight scene was awesome.
I'm happy that they didn't show a whole lot of the airport fight scene. In my opinion, the airport fight scene is hands down the best, most accurate comic depiction we've seen in a movie yet.
Yes.
What was it? With Giant Man and Spider-Man and
War Machine
and fighting and flying and shooting and
Catch.
Spider-Man's banter and Cap with his shield and him and Spidey fighting.
The physics on this doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. It was perfect. They nailed that fight scene.
That was awesome.
That fight scene for me made the whole movie.
Yeah.
So much fun. I smiled the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Every fight scene in that movie was great. The only thing I noticed a little bit, which I thought it was just me until I read an article on it, is the directing choice. I don't know if, like, in some of the fight scenes they sped up the frame rate or something. But, like, the perfect example is the first fight scene with Black Widow and the whole crossbones thing, mm-hmm. and she's fighting the other bad guys. It's very shaky and even, like, blurry at times. The first time I didn't notice it because I was so excited, but the second time I almost got a little motion sick.
Hmm.
So I can't imagine what it's like in 3D because I saw it in regular.
That's one of those type of movies, I think, when there's too much going on, so you'll kind of miss the 3D aspect of it.
Right. So if you watch it again, check that out, and the frame rate, it really seemed like they sped up the fighting a little bit, which I think is a good thing. Because, like, I was watching Bloodsport yesterday,
okay,
and I didn't realize how, when I was a kid or a teenager, how awful that movie is. It's so bad. And, like, when I was a kid, I was like, yeah, these fight scenes are awesome! And watching it now, like, the worst fight scenes ever.
Oh.
So bad. And, like, really, we'll have to watch tidbits.
Makes me think of that, like, original cut of Star Wars where, like, on episode 6... where Luke's got his hands tied and he goes to kick the dude off the skiff and there's literally like a foot between his between where his foot goes and the guy and he just still reacts to it. Force
that's,
kick!
That's how bad Bloodsport was. So I think maybe that's speeding up the frames maybe helped a little bit.
Also, but, you know, when you think these people are supposed to be like awesome fighters, so you know, like they can take someone down in a second. So.
Yeah.
Speeding it up would kind of make it more like that character.
Yep. every fight scene in that movie was amazing.
Superb.
Superb. The end fight scene was great, too. The one that we did see a little bit more of in the trailer was great.
Pulling out the feels.
And the whole talk. When Iron Man goes, when he's like, but he killed my mom. I was like, oh my gosh!
Yeah.
The feels.
Hashtag the feels, bro.
That was pretty crazy. So, overall opinion of the movie, we liked it.
We loved it. It was a great movie.
So, more spoilers. What I didn't like. How about you, Tommy? What didn't you like? Was there things you didn't like about it? I know a lot of fanboys and a lot of people are like, it was perfect. It was the perfect superhero movie.
Well, there's not necessarily things I didn't like. There's just things I didn't see.
Okay.
That I wanted to see more of. Like, for instance, they started to show a relationship between
Wanda.
Scarlet Witch and Vision, which I thought was kind of funny. Like, they were hinting at certain things. Like, you know, in the first scene where they show Vision, I thought was pretty funny. He just walks through the wall, and she's like, Vision, we talked about this. So it makes you think, like, that he's been doing that a lot. So I was hoping there'd be more of that.
Viz.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Playing up on their relationship a little bit more. Yeah. Because they had very good chemistry together.
Repartee.
They did. That was definitely... I could have seen more. Because
you could tell he even felt bad when he was like, I'm here to make sure you don't leave. Kind of that whole scene.
And he was like having him put his arm there like he didn't want to.
Yeah.
And then when they were talking about...
He pretty was crazy like, when she like manipulated his stone and just increased his mass. And he's like...
drops
through the floor.
That was another one of those scenes where they showed her power. And
like how much power she really had.
Her sucking out all that gas.
Funneling it up. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. So what? Anything else?
I wanted someone to die. I know it's stupid, but I feel like it would have like hit home better if they killed like Cap or something like that, like in the actual Civil War comic.
I think so too. Yeah,
not saying that Chris Evans, you're still alive and boo-hoo, but I just it would have been better.
Yeah, and somebody was like, feels. "Oh, well, they killed my brother." Somebody, I don't remember who was like, "Oh, well, they killed Quicksilver in all Age of Ultron."
Yeah,
it was Quicksilver. Nobody cared.
Nobody cares. Quicksilver.
Nobody. We just got this hero. Nobody cared that he died. I mean, it was.
It makes more sense if they, you know, the whole story where it's like Wanda and Vision, and then Quicksilver's against it the whole time. But again, they haven't really doped up that yet.
That is one of my biggest problems was that they didn't kill anybody. And did they need to kill somebody? Maybe not. but it would have heightened the stakes, mm-hmm. and I think it would have tore the team apart even more for the perfect picking for when Thanos comes and says, "Boom, fuckers! Thanos is here!"
Boom, people.
Sorry.
This isn't our unrated.
Cuss words, our rating. Sorry. Bad customer, bad word. Swears. I think it would make it a lot better. So, like, I just feel they played it safe a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was...
I agree.
One of my biggest problems is Marvel... These Marvel movies have the set, the jokey-jokey, a little bit of action, a little bit of drama, do some more jokey-jokies, have a villain who's not really a villain... And then it's, you know, yeah. and then everybody ends happy. Because they ended apart, but they didn't end apart. Because then they kind of wrapped it up in kind of a little bow.
Yeah.
With Captain America writing the little Possibly letter.
Doing their Secret Avengers or whatever it's going yeah. they're going to do.
But he didn't, when you saw him break out the rest of the Avengers, mm-hmm. spoilers again, when you saw him they break out the in the raft.
In the raft.
He was not in the Captain America outfit.
No, he was just Steve Rogers.
Yeah, so he dropped that shield and he never picked it up.
So supposedly Tony has it. But again, the way it was at the end when they're in Wakanda, he could just get a new one.
He could. But do you think they'll go the... Do you know anything about Nomad?
No.
There's part in the comics where he becomes a character named Nomad. Oh. And he's... Steve Rogers, but he's a character called Nomad.
Well, I figured
a name type of deal.
They would try to do, like, maybe make him the White Stripe, the White Star, kind of like in
yeah.
the Civil War comic where he's, like, representing freedom, not necessarily
yeah.
Captain America.
That would have been cool, too. That's a good thought. I didn't think about that. So that was some of my problems. Another big problem for me, after watching it the second time, I liked Zemo a little bit better.
Yeah.
My biggest disappointment is some of my biggest problems with comic book movies that I've had so far, more Marvel than any others, is they're taking these villains and these bad guys and who are essentially good characters. Like the Zemo villain was a good villain. Like
yeah.
I liked the whole revenge story. And how he's, like, avenging his family dying.
Yeah.
And how he sets it up. And how it's badass how he just picks apart the Avengers.
Yeah.
And at the end where he's like, "I'm not very smart, but you can do anything with patience."
Yeah.
And, you know, and a vengeful heart or whatever. But he wasn't Baron Van Zemo. Baron
no.
Von Zemo. And
they
that's what makes me mad.
They just made it picked him to be something else. Like, if you're going to bring in Zemo, you need him to be, like, you know, the count, like... his arch nemesis to Captain America.
Right.
Because that's, they were clashing a lot, just like Red Skull in comic books. It was Zemo and Cap. Zemo and Cap.
Right. And
they
so,
have this history where he's with Hydra and all that stuff, but he wasn't. He's just this random Sokovian soldier or mercenary, whatever.
Right. And that's what upsets me is they, by calling him Zemo, they took away potential to have a true Baron Van Zemo.
I think what they're either trying to do is set up a Masters of Evil. By bringing
yeah.
Zemo in, because they need him to do that. And they've already got a good rogues list. I was reading an article today about the list of in their rogues gallery right now, how they could easily do Masters of Evil, because they have Abomination. With Thor, they could add Enchantress and Executioner. There's a whole huge list I was looking
okay.
through. So that's what I think maybe they're going to try to do, is build that Masters of Evil group.
Yeah.
But I still think... I was hoping a little bit at the end when they go to the chamber where they made the other Winter Soldiers that he was going to be in one. And he was going to be souped up like he is in
yeah.
the comic book. Where he's more agile, he's stronger, and he's a better fighter.
Right, I would have liked that too. So I was a little disappointed by that because I knew that he was going to be a villain and by how it was nothing like him. It reminded me of an Iron Man 3 where they
yeah,
built all
the,
this hype up
the
of
Mandarin.
Ooh, the Mandarin, the Mandarin, the Mandarin, and then they ruin it.
Yeah, that was one of my pet peeves
oh,
about that too.
That made me hate that movie.
Did you see that little short that came out with Thor
yeah.
Ragnarok?
Yeah.
So there's still hope for Mandarin, but you're right. When I saw Iron Man 3, I was like, "He's what?" I love Sir Ben Kingsley in that movie. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
But he was, that kind of
But they ruined me. Iron Man's biggest villain.
Yeah.
And that was my problem with this, is they kind of ruined Cap's
yeah, yeah.
biggest villain. Yeah. But the character was still cool, but why didn't you just call him Henry Todd? Right? Or some different name. Why couldn't he just be like a random name?
Well, it could have made him like he was Zemo and he was just pretending to be some average guy and he puts a mask on later. He takes off a mask and he's wearing the purple mask. Something like that would have made more sense.
Or even have it be where there was Cap fought Zemo in the war.
Yeah.
And so Baron Von Zemo, and this was Baron Von Zemo's son. Because Baron Von Zemo's son is in the movie. And then have it be that Baron Von Zemo still lived, and he was his dad, and he died, and so now he's Zemo.
I think that would make sense. Like, if you had Baron Von Zemo as the original, he's stopping, trying to fight Cap, and, something happens, he dies, and then, his son wants revenge, he picks up the mantle of Zemo.
Yeah. Man, it would have been a little bit better. But, still okay, but another kind of Marvel thing. The villains.
They work so hard on the heroes. The villains, they seem to keep dropping.
They're a little lackluster.
Thanos, so far, seems like Thanos.
Hopefully they don't drop the ball on Thanos.
I mean, they shouldn't, because they're building up this huge, long storyline to Thanos. Yeah. And if they drop the ball... Because Ultron, I love the Ultron. He looked like Ultron, but he just was just like, he's gone. Ultron's out.
Yeah. That's the thing.
He had his 15 minutes. He's done. Next movie.
I really started to freak out when, spoilers again, when Zemo put the gun up to his head, like he's gonna shoot himself. I was like, because they keep doing that. They build up these villains and then they get rid of them. Because Red Skull's gone. Ultron's gone.
Well, Red Skull, I was reading an article. He got sucked into the portal. He's not necessarily gone.
All right. So they're creating these villains and then they get rid of them. So hopefully Red Skull comes back.
I hope
he
was
pretty sweet.
Like, I heard that he was supposed to be linked into Infinity War.
Okay.
So he might be coming back.
Supposed to be a lot of people in Infinity War.
Spoiler, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe. They played it too safe overall. If these are all of our complaints, that's pretty darn good. They're not so bad. I'll buy it when it comes out on DVD. Larry's biggest complaint was kind of, we touched on this a little bit earlier, was young Aunt May. Okay. I did hear a couple people have complaints about super hot young Aunt May.
She was in it for 5 minutes. That's
it was
it.
Okay.
Was that really?
But she's going to be in the new Spider-Man movie. So
she's going to be a much bigger character there. I still wonder if they're going to, like... I don't think they need to retell Spider-Man. We all know how he becomes Spider-Man, bit by spider, superpowers, blah, blah, blah. I think since they've already brought him in, they should just kind of jump forward. Like, now he's got the suit from Tony.
Yeah.
How does he take that?
That would be super cool.
I'm thinking, spoilers, when they had him in his room and he pulled the little watch thing and has the Spider-Man symbol on there, I think that's where they're going to take it.
It better be. That's how it needs to start off. It needs to... The Spider-Man Homecoming needs to happen after this movie.
Yeah, like the after effects.
Wouldn't mind...
When does Spider-Man come out next year?
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically it happens... Doctor Strange, Black Panther, then Spider-Man?
Guardians.
Oh, Guardians. Spider-Man, Black Panther's the year after that, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black Panther's like 2018,
I think. Maybe it's 19, I think.
Yeah.
Way down the road.
I would be okay with having Spider-Man Homecoming and having quippy Peter Parker be like, have it open and him make fun of the origin story. Like, hey, I'm Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. You know my story, blah, blah, blah. And do it
just
in 2 seconds.
Right in. That'd be funny.
That would be fine.
Or like little fake comic book panels like that. Yeah. And then boom, just jump into the action.
Let me catch you up. This happened. And then do a quick recap of Civil War. And then, right
and
into
then I
it.
Met Tony Stark and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Because it would make it kind of like they do in the cartoons, which would be all right.
Yeah.
All right. So that was all of our kind of problems with the movie. Nothing too crazy. How about your favorite parts?
My favorite parts were the big airport fight scene. That was awesome.
That was my favorite part was the fight scene.
The whole Winter Soldier like backstory, I thought that was kind of cool. How they were trying to, he's still stuck with the brainwashing, and they're trying to like almost rehabilitate him.
Yeah, they did that pretty good in the whole trigger words.
Yeah,
they did that really good.
Speaking of Homecoming, let's see. I still love that they tried to do the whole Cap versus Iron Man.
Right.
That's still the key part of Civil War, so at least they didn't do too bad on it. They could have taken it further. Yeah.
That was pretty good. That was one of the best parts was their some of their conversations having with each other were pretty darn good. Like when they're all sitting in the living room and they're talking about it and it's getting pretty heated at the beginning. I thought that was pretty good. Some of my favorite parts of the dialogue. We're talking about the dialogue in it's great.
Yeah.
The witty banters between them. I like the talks that Black Widow had with Cap and then the talk she had separately with Tony was really good too. The dialogue was great in the movie. Falcon and Winter Soldier, their whole kind of banter was good. Black Panther and Winter Soldier's kind of rivalry was really good too. There's so many things that they nailed perfect. It made me, the whole movie, and especially the fight scenes and the airport fight scene, made me feel like a giant kid.
Yeah.
I think I had a smile on my face through that whole entire movie.
Yeah.
It was super fun. I wish we could have watched it together for the first time.
Me too, buddy.
Do you have a favorite quote?
No.
My favorite quote is when Spider-Man is like, you guys know that really old movie, Empire Strikes Back? And he's fighting Giant Man, and he's talking about the giant walkie things, AT-ATs. And he's wrapping up the legs. Yeah. Well, I know it's called AT-ATs, but he called it giant walkie.
Oh, giant walkie things. Oh, I didn't realize that. I mean, if Peter Parker's a nerd, he should know what an AT-AT is, and Disney owns Marvel, so come on, you can say AT-AT, Disney owns Star Wars, too.
But Peter Parker is not, like, a geek. He's a nerd, like a computer nerd.
Oh, I guess so.
And a scientist.
That's true. He's a tech geek.
Those are a lot of our favorite parts, our least favorite parts. Let us know what your favorite parts are. Let us know what your least favorite parts are. Tell us on Facebook, on Instagram. Oh, you can't really tell us on Instagram. Sorry.
Take pictures.
Twitter. Email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com. I don't know what gmail.spot is.
I wouldn't risk putting that in. You never know with the internet. You can make one wrong letter.
Don't put in gmail.spot because you don't know what's going to happen.
Clear your history, folks.
The Doctor Who episode when the 11th Doctor's first appearance and where he meets Amy Pond and then there's the guy and it's like Amy's guy friend and he's trying to get him to save the world.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he's like coaching him through it and then he's like, you might want to clear your history first. That's all of our favorite parts, what we liked about the movie. Tell us what yours are. Let us know if we missed anything. Tom, what's your overall rating on this movie?
I thought it was a good, solid 7 or 8.
Wow.
7 or 8.
Okay.
It was good. I was there the whole time, but there was few parts that really pulled me in. Some of the other ones.
And there's some parts where you're like, okay. Like, it was maybe a little too long.
It was pretty long, in hindsight.
Yeah. Mine, I would give it an 8, probably. Probably give it an 8. I'll buy it when it comes in on DVD. I'll watch it a couple more times. On your scale of favorite Marvel movies, where would you put it?
Probably, in the middle somewhere.
Okay.
Are we just, using...
It's going to fall down that deep?
Well, okay, maybe.
What's your favorite Marvel movie?
My favorite one is still Avengers 1.
Okay.
And so from there goes Avengers 1, Hulk, Incredible Hulk.
Really?
Yeah, I love that. I love anything Hulk. I'm all over that. Then Thor 2. No, not Thor. Thor 1. Thor 1, because that was pretty good.
Okay.
I like those, kind of go over the origins of Thor. And just the
first Thor was pretty awesome.
Then Iron Man 2.
Wow.
Then probably Captain America 1, then Civil War, then Winter Soldier.
So it's pretty far down there for you. Okay.
Considering that this is the 13th, 14th movie?
Yeah.
They're all, I really like them all, so I don't really like.
So were you a little disappointed at all, you think?
No.
No?
It's just,
okay. All right. For me, I would say it's probably my second, third-ish, maybe. Yeah. My favorite still is Winter Soldier. I loved Winter Soldier. Next would maybe be Avengers, maybe the first Captain America. I don't know. Those two are kind of tied.
Yeah.
And then this one, probably.
Okay.
I really liked the original Iron Man, too. I really liked Thor. But I just loved with having Spider-Man in it. And it, to me, it felt most like a comic book than almost any of the Marvel movies so far.
Yeah.
Especially with that airport fight scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
Like, now that they've already established a lot of these characters, they'll just slug it out.
Right. So, if you haven't seen the movie yet, we just spoiled most of it.
You pretty much have seen it by now, from our description.
But go see it. Go see it a second or third time. Help it break some records. I think
it's doing pretty well so far.
700 million globally.
Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of 80% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. So it's pretty good rating. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's definitely a good movie.
Take that, Batman v Superman.
Lots of good reviews. If you listen to Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin's review, they are in love with it. They think it's the best thing since sliced bread. They just are giving it
incredible
kisses and hugs. So a lot of people are in love with it. Go check it out if you haven't seen it yet. If you have seen it, check it out again.
Put it in your eyes
twice. And if you didn't see, there are two after credit scenes too. So put it in your eyes twice.
You go to the first part where they're in Wakanda. Spoiler. And they kind of pan out and it looks like, you know, like either that's going to be kind of foreshadowing the Black Panther movie.
Big Panther.
And second one is the end where they go to Spider-Man.
Yes, which is great. So check it out. I think that wasn't too long, right? Yeah. You want to do some geek news?
Sure, let's do some geek news.
Geek news!
Super geek news. Civil War.
Oh, yeah. Civil War came out last week.
Did it come out? Okay, that's crazy.
What? For me, some of the biggest geek news from last week was the Power Rangers movie costumes came out. Did you see that picture?
I did see that picture.
Did you see the internet explode?
It did kind of go crazy for it. Which I think, after releasing Elizabeth Banks' Rita costume, I think this will help the fans kind of get tied back in. Because I know how you and Leviticus didn't like it.
No, we did not like it.
But I think these suits, what do you think of the suits? You don't like
I them like either? The suits!
Okay.
I love the suits. When I first saw it, I was like, wow.
It just made me feel reminiscent of the original Power Rangers movie where they just went from the basic suits to these like super suits.
That's what I like.
And I thought that was cool.
I like the reminisce. I like they still got the colors. The helmets are pretty darn close.
I love there's a meme right now where it's like it shows Zordon and he's like calling Tony Stark. Say, Tony, I need you to design 5 suits for these superheroes to save the universe. He's like, done. And it shows the suits.
I saw one with instead of Zordon's head, it was Tony Stark's head. Yeah. They elephant in the room. Everybody's talking about it. They look like Iron Man.
They do. They look like...
They do. But you have to look at... That's... It's an influence. Like, Iron Man is popular. It's what robot suits look like. So they're going to play off of it.
They're Power Rangers with power suits.
Right. I've heard that they're going more of the alien kind of feel. Okay. Where these suits are alien suits. They kind of build morph onto them like a symbiote sort of thing.
That's kind of cool. Or it's like, you know, like, the Art 42 or Mark 7 armor of Iron Man, which kind of goes ting 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 ting, kind of like that'd be cool.
They're definitely playing up the whole alien kind of feel. Well, I did read some article
they are though, aren't they? Like Rita Repulsa, Zordon, they are aliens,
right? And so with that picture, which a lot of people don't know, there was an article with the picture, believe it or not, and
I didn't read it.
I did read it because I was curious. And he's basically saying they're kind of going more towards the alien feel, and that they morph on the suits morph onto them, and it's more of an extension of an armor because they're going to go fight these aliens and big creatures. Why are they just going to have cloth suits? He said it kind of never made sense to him. So to have the robot type or heavy armor made a little bit more sense. And what we have to remember is that this is a reboot.
Yeah.
It's a reboot. So it's a reimagining of the story. But with that being said, they still need to reminisce. They still the costumes well, still need to be reminiscent.
It's still
of the
being
line.
Done by Saban. They could still do that. It's not like you know some random production companies. But Saban's still involved, and they know what their fans like.
Right.
So I think they're gonna do okay.
But you still need to look at it and be like, all right, that's Power Rangers. That's Rita Repulsa. And that was my problem with Rita Repulsa. You can't look at her and say, that's Rita Repulsa.
You're right. She does look way different.
You can look at those suits and be like, that's Power Rangers.
After 2,000 years, I'm free!
So, I was okay with the suits.
Yeah, I thought the suits were pretty.
You liked them too?
Pretty kicking.
Yeah. I want to see more of them. I want to see them in action.
I want to see the Zords. That's going to be the, that little hint at like the Zords.
They're going to be very transformy.
I hope so. Like yeah, giant Transformers.
Not like Transformers.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So check that out. If you haven't seen that picture yet, look at it.
It's on the web.
Put it in your
somewhere.
Eyes.
Google.
Did you know that The Rock is producing and making a Jumanji movie?
He's producing, huh? That dude
yes.
is everywhere.
He's
though.
Really kind of pushing it. I think he's helping
he's
write
in a
it.
He's Baywatch movie. He's doing that.
He's
doing
writing it. He's producing it. The Baywatch movie, he's like a writer and a producer too, I think.
Yeah, come do it. Do it, Dwayne.
Yeah.
This is the year of The Rock.
Oh, he's Dwayne Johnson. Is
he's come so far. Like in the first few movies he did, he was like kind of an acting skills meh. But now he's really like he's
he found his niche.
He found his niche and it's working. He's
he
hilarious.
Did find his niche.
He's hilarious. He's action awesome.
Yep.
And he's just like all around beef.
He's great. I would dare to say that at this point he's almost one of the greatest action stars of
at
all
this
time.
Age. Yeah.
At this age,
like he's now he's the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the 2000s.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Yeah. So he's really pushing for this Jumanji movie, and I guess then they're in talks now to have Jack Black play the lead.
Skibbidibbidoo! I love it.
Which I think is great news.
I
think that would be a good kind
of
follow-up.
I have to watch Goosebumps. I still yet watch Goosebumps.
Goosebumps is good. Did you ever see the original Jumanji movie?
Yes, with Robin
Williams.
I love that. Was funny. I love
it. It was
movie.
A great movie. So this is they're going to have to kind of take a reboot sort of deal
yeah.
to it. But so I think that would be pretty good. He's the only person I think they could have follow up Robin Williams. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't know if they really have anybody who's that like
yeah. animated.
Physical and animated, like physically, like you can. He is a physical actor, like Robin Williams was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comedic.
The good thing, Black. Excuse me. The good thing about Jack Black is he looks like a giant kid.
He does.
And that's what they need because Jumanji, the kid, got left in the board game when
he was
a boy. And then he grew up.
He had to grow
it.
Up fast into the wilderness.
Right. So I think that would be
he
good.
He made it through the wilderness.
Check that out.
He made it through. We didn't know how lost he was until he found you.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Like a virgin. Oh. Ooh! Touched for the very first time. So people are having nightmares now. So go ahead and check that out. Check out the stories. There's another story about how The Rock's talking about how they're going to tribute Robin Williams in the movie and
yeah,
stuff.
That'd be cool.
But should be super good. Other good news, Tommy Two Stars. What's
yes.
the other good news?
Why we have Comic Book Man is renewed for season 6.
That is super awesome.
So if you think we're cool with our podcast, you need to watch Comic Book
You
Man.
Need to watch Comic Book Man.
Because these guys know their stuff.
They do. They're funny. They're great. They're good dudes. I've met Ming and Mike. They're really good guys. And they deserve all the success they're getting. And it's hilarious. It's right after... It's on AMC. Mm-hmm. It's right after The Walking Dead and The Talking Dead.
Yeah.
And then Comic Book Man comes on. Season 6... So there are past seasons on Netflix as well.
Last I saw was season 3, so I gotta get caught up.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's... I think that's all there is on Netflix is up to season 3.
Okay.
So,
for a while, they took season 1 and 2 off, and it was just 3. So.
And that might be it still. Okay. You can get it on AMC.com. I think it's on Hulu now, too, maybe
Hulu.
A little bit. I bought a season on iTunes, too. Because,
we love comic books and all, and but we're just your average Joes. These guys are... comic book centric 24/7.
Yes.
They work at a comic book store. They podcast. They have like 5 different podcasts each.
Yeah.
Comic
they
book related, movie related. So
they are ultimate.
They
geeks.
Know what they're talking about.
Mike Zapsik is like the comic
Shout
book
out.
Aficionado. Like anything you want to know about a comic book, he can like name the issue and everything and what happened.
Or, like, when it came out.
He's like a walking encyclopedia for comic books, yeah. So check out Comic Book Men. Season 6 is coming out. Super exciting. I think that's super cool. Good job to those guys.
Yay, Kevin Smith, for making all that possible.
No more Kevin Smith news.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do tell.
We talked a couple weeks ago about Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers?
We finally have a trailer for Kevin Smith.
There's a trailer out
Yoga
there for
Hosers.
This goofy little romp starring his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter.
Check out the trailer. It's weird.
If you like quirky kind of odd movies, this is right up your alley.
It is, yes. It is a very odd trailer. The relationship and the chemistry between those two girls are amazing, the Colleens. Mm-hmm. I think that'll make the movie.
I think that's what's going to be the main selling point.
Yeah. If you don't know, it's Harley Quinn Smith, Kevin Smith's daughter. Yes, that is her real name. She's one of the Colleens.
He's the king of the geeks, if anything.
Yes. And then the other Colleen is Lily Rose Depp, Johnny Depp's daughter. And so the trailer looks super fun. There's little Brotsky guys walking around. They're
Bratwurst Nazis.
Yeah, Bratsies. Yes, they're Bratwurst Nazis. Super weird.
Yeah.
Check out the trailer. Looks fun. I think that movie's being released the end of July. So I've been looking forward to that trailer for months. So I was super happy it came out. Other news, Tommy. What's the other thing?
Now, if you're a fan of, again, we were talking about like Morty Morphin Power Rangers with big giant robots transforming together, but imagine that in lion form.
Oh, lion form!
5-6 lions joining together. If you love 80s cartoons with giant robotic lions, so guess what? Voltron's coming to Netflix.
Yes!
Ooh.
The reboot
of
Defender of
the Universe.
A new cartoon. They have a new trailer out. I didn't watch the trailer.
I saw like the teaser for it. It just shows like, you know, the big robot comes flying at you. And
I'm hoping that is a for the future. I hope they do a reboot of G.I. Joe and Transformers.
That'd be cool.
What's the Micronauts?
Was that one too?
It would be cool if they did that. Well, Voltron would be super cool. I know there are a lot of Voltron fans.
Yeah.
So were you
I never really watched it that much. It was a little before my time.
Yep, a little bit before my time too.
So I think this might be some kind of dream. Yeah, I know, Ninja Turtles. If they've already kind of rebooted that several times, but I think.
Oh, I love me some Ninja Turtles.
Turtle power! Can't wait for that movie.
That's about a... Oh, yeah, that movie's going to be so good, man. I can't wait for that either. It looks so much fun. Can you believe that X-Men Apocalypse comes out next week?
Next week?
Oh. May 19th. This year, man, is going to be boom, boom, boom. Oh. We're going to be going to a movie, like,
every other week, it seems like. Man. Yes.
The movie theaters are getting our moolah. I want to go...
Because, like, in the last, like, 5 years, I'd say... I haven't really been going to too many movies. I'd say in this last 1 year, I've gone to more movies than in the last 5 years.
It's my fault.
No. It's because of you.
And Marvel. And Disney.
I love Marvel and Disney. It's getting mixed reviews.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be just like an X-Men movie. Like, these X-Men movies that have just come out, they're good.
They're good. You just got to go in with an open mind.
They're good. They're not amazing. They're not incredible, but they're not awful. They're good. They're fun. They do X-Men kind of okay. So this one should be pretty good too.
Yeah.
But some people are saying it's boring or it's not deep enough. There's too much going on, too many people. But then other people are like, it's fun, it's witty, it's funny, it's nonstop action. So we'll kind of see. But that does come out next week. Age of Apocalypse.
Do we want to see that?
We're totally going to go see that one.
Why'd I even ask? Of course we are.
Yeah, totally.
We'll give you our full review of that later.
Yes. And then, hey, remember too, this month is MegaCon. If you live in Florida, MegaCon is the end of the month. If you're going to MegaCon and you're a Deep Fried Geeks fan, guess who's going to be there? These guys. And
Leviticus
is going to be there too. So keep an eye out for that at the end of the month. We are going
if
to be...
You, or if you're just in the Orlando area and you want to say hello.
Yes, we will be there.
Come get a drink with the deep fries.
Yeah, we're going to be there all weekend. We're going to come in Friday night, hang out, party a little bit, maybe at City Walk.
Party.
You can come
party.
You can come hang out with us there. And then Saturday and Sunday we'll be at the con. We'll be podcasting after the cons. We'll be live broadcasting at the cons. We'll be making videos at the con.
Passing out cards, making it rain.
Passing out business cards, maybe even having some fun swag to give people.
Ooh,
so check us out at the MegaCon. Be excited for that, too. So thank you for listening to us today and our review and the spoilerness and the feels. Go to your local brick and mortar store, pick up that Ninja Turtles Batman comics.
It is the bomb.
It's amazing.
And you might want to grab, you know, Black Panther's flying off the shelves, folks.
With him
being in Civil War, you might want to go there right now.
He's a popular dude.
I got the last one.
Everybody's wanting to put some Black Panther in
put
their
Black
eyes.
Put a Black Panther in their eyes. Represent Wakanda.
Represent. Keep calm and
geek on.